Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers email template psychology and design, revealing how the right visual choices can dramatically boost your engagement and conversions.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're talking about something that can improve your email performance: template psychology and design. I've seen companies significantly increase their conversion rates just by understanding how people's brains process email layouts and visual cues. So today we'll spend a few minutes seeing how you can apply those same lessons to your outreach. Let's start with visual hierarchy, because most subscribers' eyes follow a predictable scanning pattern. People tend to read emails in a Z shape, top left to top right, then diagonally down to bottom left, and across to bottom right. Your header with logo goes in that top left position, your main headline captures attention across the top, and your primary call to action button should live in that powerful bottom right corner where the eye naturally lands. Beyond layout, though, there's the fascinating aspect of color psychology to consider in email templates. Different colors trigger different emotional responses and behaviors. Blue builds trust and works beautifully for financial services or healthcare brands. Red creates urgency and can drive immediate action, perfect for flash sales or limited offers. But did you know that some color theorists suggest that orange combines the energy of red with the friendliness of yellow? This can make it incredibly effective for CTAs. I find that layout strategy is where a lot of marketers miss huge opportunities. Single-column layouts perform better than multi-column designs because they eliminate decision paralysis. When you give people too many visual paths to follow, they often choose none of them. Think of your email template like a hallway, not a department store. Guide people down one clear path toward your desired action. Trust-building design elements work at a subconscious level. Consistent brand colors and fonts create familiarity and reduce friction. Including a real photo of yourself or your team instead of generic stock imagery builds authentic connection. Even something as simple as using your company's actual address in the footer adds credibility that subscribers can feel, even if they never consciously note it. Mobile optimization is another really important aspect of design that gets overlooked. It goes beyond just responsive. It's about thumb psychology. Depending on your industry, a majority of emails are likely opened on mobile devices, and people's thumbs naturally rest in the bottom third of their screen. Whenever possible, position your most important CTA buttons in that thumb-friendly zone. Also, ensure your text is large enough to read without zooming. Anything smaller than 16-pixel font size creates immediate friction and reduces engagement. The bottom line is that your brand's personality comes through in every design choice you make. Clean, minimalist templates with lots of white space communicate sophistication and premium quality. Colorful, dynamic layouts suggest creativity and energy. The psychological impact of these choices influences how subscribers perceive your entire brand, not just that single email. Be thoughtful and intentional in your design choices. Here's your homework for this week. I'd like you to take your current email template and run it through what I call the 5-second test. Show it to someone for exactly 5 seconds, then ask them what they remember and what action they think you want them to take. If they can't clearly identify your main message and call to action, then your visual hierarchy probably needs work. Pick just one element we discussed today, whether it's color, layout, or mobile optimization, and try testing a variation against your current template and see how it performs. That's going to do it for today's episode on email template psychology and design. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. In this episode, Chris broke down the psychological principles behind effective email template design, from visual hierarchy and color choices to mobile optimization strategies. If this episode sparked some ideas for your own campaigns, we'd love to hear about your results. Hit subscribe so you don't miss our upcoming episodes. And remember, great marketing happens one strategic decision at a time.